With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana lawmakers picked their leadership today for the upcoming legislative session. Leaders of the Republican majority in both houses say they will resist new tax increases, consider options for renewing Medicaid expansion, and prepare a united party for a 2020 run for the governor's office. Corinne Cates Carney reports.
The new Speaker of the Montana House of Representatives is Polson Republican Greg Hertz. Hertz told his caucus shortly before they elected him that his goal is to create unity among House Republicans. The Republican Party retained control of the legislature in this year's elections, but moderate and conservative factions within the majority remain. In past sessions, those factions have limited Republicans' ability to derail the goals of Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Hertz says he wants to continue recent steps toward making peace within the GOP.
It's no secret that, you know, we've had our differences in 2015. We worked better in 2017, and we were very united during the special session. And my goal is to carry that unity forward into the 2019 session.
On the Senate side, Republican leadership is carrying over from the 2017 session, with Scott Sales from Bozeman as Senate President and Fred Thomas from Stevensville as Majority Leader. Democrats again picked John Sesso of Butte to be their Senate Minority Leader and named Casey Schreiner of Great Falls Leader of the Party in the House. Governor Steve Bullock will set his tone for the upcoming legislative session Thursday when he releases his proposal for the state budget. I'm Corinne Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Police say three men wanted after someone fired shots at a county deputy's vehicle in Jefferson County have been arrested in Idaho. The Independent Record reports that the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says the three were arrested without incident this afternoon. Sheriff Craig Doolittle says the shooting occurred just before 3:30 p.m. yesterday when a deputy tried to make a traffic stop on Interstate 15 south of Helena. Shots hit the hood and windshield of the patrol vehicle, but the officer was not injured. A U.S. Senate committee has approved a bill aimed at addressing the high number of missing and murdered Native American women. The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs approved Savannah's Act today, sending it to the full Senate for consideration. The measure would expand tribal access to federal crime databases and establish protocols for handling cases of missing and murdered Native Americans. It would also require annual reports on the number of missing and murdered Native American women amid concerns that inadequate data collection has stifled efforts to measure the full scope of the problem. The bill is named for 22-year-old Savannah LaFontaine Graywind, who was slain in 2017 while 8 months pregnant. Its sponsor, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a North Dakota Democrat, lost her bid for re-election last week. A Montana man accused in the deadly shooting of a man and woman at a Missoula motel has pleaded not guilty to the charges. KGVOAM reports 18-year-old Preston Rosbach was arraigned yesterday at a Missoula courtroom, entering the not guilty plea to two counts of deliberate homicide. Rosbach was arrested last month following the deaths of 23-year-old Jason Flink and 31-year-old Megan McLaughlin. A federal judge in Montana says the First Amendment does not shield a neo-Nazi website publisher from being sued for telling his readers to unleash a, quote, troll storm that led to anti-Semitic threats against a Jewish woman and her family in Whitefish. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen ruled today that Tanya Gersh's lawsuit against the Daily Stormer's Andrew Anglin can proceed. Gersh says hundreds of people harassed and threatened her family online and by phone and mail after Anglin accused her of trying to force the mother of white nationalist Richard Spencer out of Whitefish in 2016. Anglin argued that the First Amendment protects his speech and that he can't be held liable for his followers' actions. John Morrison, an attorney for Tanya Gersh, says the judge's ruling upholds the argument Gersh has been making since she filed her lawsuit against Anglin.
Online campaigns of hate, threats and intimidation have no place in a civil society and do not enjoy protection under our Constitution.
Christensen upheld a magistrate judge's recommendation to reject Anglin's request to dismiss the lawsuit. A rehabilitation center in Billings that specializes in mental health and substance abuse is steeling itself to receive extra patrons this winter, maybe more than it can accept. Billings' all-purpose shelter, the Montana Rescue Mission, recently made sobriety a prerequisite for the people seeking shelter overnight. For the general population 21 years and over, that leaves the Community Crisis Center as the next option. But the center only has 18 beds, and program director Marcy Neary says they're already pressed for space.
Within the first 3 years, we were filling our beds every night, and then gradually we've just had more and more people that are waiting for a bed. So last winter in particular, it got really, really difficult because we were starting to hit building capacity,
which Neary says is 45 people. The limited space and specialized nature of the center means that staff needs to determine who gets a bed based on greatest need. People who don't get a bed may be able to stay in the lobby until the center reaches capacity. Neary and other community members are trying to brainstorm long-term solutions for the city. She says she'll meet with Billings First Congregational Church next week to discuss that further. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.